Meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the listing area, sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, upper 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, upper 40s. For the weekend, mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 73.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. House Ag Committee Chairman David Scott says that he wants to make sure carbon markets are going to be workable for farmers and won't harm food production. He said, we have got to make sure agriculture is at the point of the spear when it comes to policy. Scott said in an interview ahead of the committee hearing today on the carbon markets. Witnesses include critics of carbon markets, as well as a discussion of a variety of approaches to paying farmers for carbon sequestration. A representative from Bayer will talk about its carbon payment program, which rewards farmers based on their soil health practices rather than the amount of carbon they're sequestering. Scott, who is from Georgia, suggests he has concerns about the latter approach, saying there's no definitive way of measuring carbon sequestration. As for the effect on food production, Scott posed this question. To what degree are we hurting our food supply if we're turning our farmers into carbon sequestration experts as opposed to what they do, growing crops and tending to them? Well, the House has yet to act on the Senate-passed Growing Climate Solution Act. That would put USDA in charge of certifying credit verification services and farm advisors. And the ethanol industry is scrambling to deal with yesterday's report on the volumes EPA is set to propose in an upcoming biofuel mandate announcement. The report left unanswered how the Biden administration will approach small refiner exemptions, which allow certain refiners to avoid the mandate based on concerns of economic harm. During the 2020 campaign, candidate Joe Biden made a point of hitting the Trump administration's approach to the waiver, but a handful of House Republicans said yesterday the expected drop in volumes will cut the demand for more combined gallons of ethanol than all gallons cut due to SREs issued in the prior administration. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farm safety is everyone's responsibility. You're reminded to be aware during a busy harvest season of additional activity on rural roads. Be safe this fall. A reminder from Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A state education official said Wednesday that a Kansas middle school student has died of COVID-19. The child's death would be the first reported COVID-19 death of someone aged 10 to 17 in Kansas and only the third reported for someone under 18. Matt Laura, a spokesperson for the state health department, said the report is being investigated and health officials have sought medical records from facilities that cared for the child. No other information will be released immediately to protect the identity of the child and the family. And police in Wichita say they've made an arrest following the late-night stabbing death of a man inside a home. Police said in a news release that officers were called shortly after 10 p.m. Tuesday night to a home along North Glen and found 67-year-old Kurt Peterson suffering from several stab wounds. Peterson was pronounced dead at the scene. 60-year-old James Shaw, who was also in the home at the time, was later arrested on suspicion of second-degree murder in Peterson's death. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
The Salina Police Department confirmed a homicide investigation is underway in connection with a man's death in Saline County. The Salina Police Department is requesting a charge of second-degree murder against 41-year-old Manuel Medina Castro of Salina. Police said the case leading to the determination that a murder had happened began on September 17th with a report that a vehicle Medina Castro borrowed from a family member contained a significant amount of what appeared to be blood and a spent shell casing. A search warrant was obtained for the vehicle and a home, and police said the subsequent search revealed evidence to indicate a violent crime had occurred and a firearm was recovered. The U.S. Marshals are offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the capture of a convicted sex offender who on June 30th escaped from the state mental hospital in Larned. John Freeman Colt, 42, stands 5'7", weighs about 200 pounds. He has hazel eyes and brown hair. Anyone with information should contact local law enforcement. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A former chancellor for the Roman Catholic Church's Archdiocese of Omaha is under criminal investigation after being accused of stealing a total of $275,000 from a former priest accused of sexual abuse and from a Springfield parish. The Omaha World Herald reports the Reverend Michael Gutskill is accused of stealing $179,000 from the savings of the late Reverend Theodore Richling Jr., and then $96,000 from St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Springfield. The Archdiocese announced the 72-year-old Gutgel's resignation last month, saying a routine audit had uncovered the theft. Nebraska lawmakers still at a stalemate over how to draw new congressional and legislative maps despite a looming deadline that could force them to postpone the decision until next year and delay the May primary election. Lawmakers have until Saturday to advance both measures. Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council held a special meeting Monday, voting 5-3 to proceed with a policy and procedure audit of the police department. The announcement follows action earlier this month, whereby longtime police chief Todd Ackerman was released from his post. No reason for the dismissal has been shared, only that it's a personnel matter, and any audit is not criminal or financial in nature. A pair of 20-minute executive sessions preceded the vote Monday to conduct the audit for discussion of litigation or claims against the city. Final vote on the audit question was 5-3, with Keith Bikeman, Todd Fry, and Terry Hughes voting no. Many in the community have expressed regret with the decision to release Ackerman, and the matter is likely to come up again at the next council meeting this Monday evening at 7. Marysville Chamber and Main Street Director Kate Tomer was a guest last weekend on our public affairs program. Capping a busy summer, she noted a record turnout of submissions for garage and yard sales during the annual U.S. 36 treasure hunt.
Yes, so we had 59 sign up for the garage sales, which was 15 more than we had last year. And this year we actually decided to expand a little bit more through Marshall County. We opened it up to Axel and Beatty. Before, it was only Bremen and Herkimer and Home City. So we did get quite a few over in Axel and quite a few over in Beatty, too. So it was nice seeing some of those other communities kind of join in on the Highway 36 treasure hunt fun.
Rebounding from last year's COVID restrictions, this has been a busy summer. Tomer hopes to expand even further into next year.
Yes, so we're always working on how we can improve events. You'll see a lot of new things for Big Blue River Days, I think, coming up next year. Definitely for squirrels, just want to have fun. That event, you know, came from a little under 100 the last 5 years to now almost 200. So a lot of these events keep growing. So we're going to have to add some more activities for all these people. Otherwise, it'll be interesting to see what next year brings, because I bet a lot more people start coming out.
Upcoming events and activities are planned.
Yeah, so coming up in October 28th, will be Black Squirrel Night. And last year, we did have a trunk or treat with our businesses, and we're looking forward to bringing that back again this year because it was such a success. We had about, I think, 600 people participate in that, and 48 businesses or local organizations that kind of contributed to that, which was super awesome response, you know, for COVID. You're trying to figure a way to kind of incorporate Halloween where there wasn't as much house-to-house trick-or-treating. And there's just a lot of other things that we're going to be adding to Black Squirrel Night. We're bringing a lot of things back. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then for November, we have Small Business Saturday, which is a good way to kind of get in some discounts and games and prizes for kicking off Black Friday and also the specials for Christmas.
Kate Tomer, Marysville Chamber, Main Street Director. KNDY will continue the focus on community events locally as Toby Kerrig, recently hired Director of Marysville Convention and Tourism, and the Pony Express Barn Director, joins us this weekend. Our public affairs program airs Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Fabulous Finds on 99 will be highlighted this Friday and Saturday as communities along and adjacent to Highway 99 offer garage sales, yard sales, and bargain hunting. Many downtown business specials will be included along the route, extending from Marshall County South, including 233 miles. Additional information is on the group's Facebook page, Fabulous Finds on 99. J.B. Soffol, age 80 of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of a church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for J.B. Soffol.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, high-pressure system across the central parts of the Midwest bringing beautiful weather, sunny skies. We are seeing winds shifting back out of the south-southwest. A little bit warmer temperatures across the central parts of the Midwest, highs anywhere in the upper 70s into the lower 80s. It does look like we'll see quiet weather for tomorrow. We have a dry cold front that's going to push through as we head into tomorrow night. Some areas will see a little bit of some clouds with a little bit cooler temperatures as we head into Saturday. Otherwise, temperatures warming back up almost summer-like as we head into Sunday into the early parts of next week. So across the listing area for this Thursday, sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, temperatures in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 48, and Saturday and Sunday, sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-September, 79. Record high on this date, 95. The average low 54 and the record low 28. Sunset this evening 7:23. Sunrise in the morning at 7:16.
Autumn is here, and we will share some time-tested weather lore for the first day of autumn on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 23rd, the 266th day of the year. Musicians John Coltrane, Ray Charles, and Bruce Springsteen were all born on this day, and it's the first full day of fall. The autumnal equinox occurred yesterday afternoon. A lot of people think the beginning of fall can hold clues for the upcoming winter. One legend says if you catch a falling leaf on the equinox, you'll avoid catching a cold all winter. As for weather lore, here's a few things to keep an eye on. Thunder in autumn is said to predict a cold winter. Another proverb goes, as high as the weeds grow, so will the bank of snow. An old-timer said you could count on the first snow 6 weeks after the last thunderstorm in September. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore, plus your local forecast online at almanac.com.
A reminder during this National Constitution Week. Does the Constitution stipulate there must be 12 jurors on every jury? No, the Constitution simply refers to an impartial jury and does not specify how many jurors must serve. For many years, it was assumed that since the English had a tradition of a 12-person jury at the time of the Constitution's adoption, that number was required. But in a 1970 case, the Supreme Court called 12 a historical accident and said that a jury size can vary according to the seriousness of the crime. This reminder during National Constitution Week from the Arthur Barrett Chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Wichita wind surge in their series with Northwest Arkansas now down 2-0 in the championship after a 5-1 loss to Northwest Arkansas last night. The series now shifts to Wichita's Riverfront Stadium for Game 3 of the series tomorrow evening. First pitch for the event is set for 7:05. Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians game postponed yesterday. The Royals now open up a series with Detroit at Detroit. The final game of the Cleveland series set to be made up on Monday afternoon. The three-game series with the Detroit Tigers gets underway tomorrow night. First pitch is set for 6:10. College football, as it stacks up for this weekend, the KU Jayhawks and Duke Blue Devils will duke it out at 3 o'clock Saturday. The K-State Wildcats and Oklahoma State Cowboys also mix it up. That an evening game kicking off at 6 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 road roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found for select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expire month's end.
Salina, Kansas will get an economic boost when it hosts a large basketball tournament in March. The National Junior College Athletic Association will hold its 2022 Region 6 Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference Championship tournaments at Tony's Pizza Event Center March 4th and 5th of next year. Region 6 represents Kansas community colleges that offer athletic programs. 16 teams qualify for the playoffs in Divisions 1 and 2. The semifinals and the championships will be in Salina. The Kansas City Royals' Salvador Perez etched his name into history this week, becoming the single-season leader in home runs among catchers. He batted his 46th home run against the Cleveland Indians. Now his jersey and mask from that game are heading to Cooperstown to take their place in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Salvi and the Royals still have another couple of weeks to add to his lead before the season is over. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Thursday Kansas sports on the Mid-America Network.
Friday night football. Join KNDY as we broadcast Marysville heading on the road to take on Chapman in our Friday feature game, Hanover hosting Axtell. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock, TVL roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Hanover live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State Saturday, 4 p.m. pregame, and Kansas Saturday, 2:30 p.m. pregame, live on KNDY.
K-State football fans, your undefeated Wildcats host Oklahoma next Saturday, October 2nd for Hall of Fame weekend. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. and tickets start at just $40 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Sooners, and we recognize our newest Hall of Fame class, including College Football Hall of Fame inductee Darren Sproles. Get your tickets today, and we'll see you Saturday, October 2nd. Go Cats!
Add some summer color to those shady spots in the landscape with our native Dervilla. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Also known as bush honeysuckle, this is not the invasive honeysuckle many gardeners should avoid. You, the bumblebees, and other pollinators will enjoy the tubular yellow flowers that appear in summer and resemble honeysuckle blooms. Plant it in full or partial shade where it has room to grow and spread. This 2 to 3 feet tall shrub grows 4 feet wide, spreads by rhizomes, and can eventually form a thicket. This is a welcome addition to those dry shade locations under large shade trees or on a shady slope. New varieties provide the same summer bloom with added beauty. Cool Splash has variegated leaves that brighten the shade all season long. The new growth and fall color on the Kodiak series of Dervilla provide added spring and fall color to the landscape. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
During Rehabilitation Awareness Week, Falls City Nursing and Rehab salutes the numerous rehabilitation professionals who work together to make a difference in the lives of many. Thank you for all the compassion, patience, and understanding shown to clients. From your friends at Falls City Nursing and Rehab, let us care for you.
The Baseball Hall of Fame has an induction ceremony each year, and when that event takes place, the baseball greats all stay at this hotel, a hotel that predates the Hall of Fame by several decades. I'll take you to the beautiful place on the lake in Cooperstown on this edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, We are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The Otisaga Hotel was established in Cooperstown, New York in the early 1900s. It was always a grand resort, but when the Baseball Hall of Fame was later founded here, this property became an important part of the induction ceremony for new Hall of Fame members each year.
We act as obviously the host property for the baseball induction. When they come, we close completely to the public. We just have the baseball players, the Hall of Fame members, the baseball writers, owners, and family members that stay here.
Gordon Clarkson says this resort has become a favorite summer home for a few days each summer for some of the best to play the sport of baseball.
We create somewhere where they can get away from the crowds and they can relax and be themselves and enjoy the resort. They love coming back here, partly because they get to meet up with their old buddies and they have a very, very great camaraderie and a fantastic reunion.
It's a place for not only the latest Hall of Fame inductees, but some of the longtime members as well.
And even today, you know, we'll have easily 50 living Hall of Fame members come back if they can make the trip.
There are pictures of the hotel going back decades of the baseball greats staying at this hotel. The setting is still beautiful along Lake Otsego, nestled in the hills of Cooperstown. A resort with modern amenities still has the look of the place the very first Hall of Fame class might have seen.
We've taken care to protect the culture of the hotel. We renovated the lobby and some of the public areas about 5 years ago. They look now more as they did in 1909 than they did 10 years ago because we went back to some of the original photographs and the original drawings.
Just like the Hall of Fame a few blocks from here, this hotel and resort is a longtime home for baseball greats and visitors alike. Traveling the countryside in Cooperstown, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Biodegradable plastic mulch is an alternative to regular plastic mulch in crop production. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's being field tested this year as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Using black plastic mulch for growing fields of vegetable crops helps conserve moisture and suppresses weeds, but it's a pain to pull up at the end of the season. You also need a place to dispose it. Researchers at Iowa State University's Horticulture Research Station are testing various types of biodegradable plastic mulch on pepper plants. I was there in early August to learn more about the experiment. Ajay Nair is a vegetable extension specialist.
He says they want to see how much of the biodegradable mulch is left and are also testing how it affects plant growth.
So far, things look okay. You can see some subtle differences in the height and the greenness, and we will be measuring some chlorophyll measurements here, plant height, stem diameter, to document more the science behind what's actually happening. We have also buried sensors in there to see how much of a temperature rise do we get using these mulches as compared to the traditional white and black plastic mulch. Soil temperature is another thing we are constantly measuring.
You'll pay about twice as much for biodegradable mulch compared to the regular plastic, but Nir says there are other cost savings and benefits.
One, labor in the fall. When all those high school kids have gone back to school, who is going to pull the plastic, right? That's a challenge. And then the landfill cost. And again, that environment-friendly thing, if you can show that you can just till it under, that's better.
The idea behind biodegradable plastic is that it's chewed up into bits by soil bacteria when it's tilled in. Nair says they don't expect it will degrade completely, but it should be enough that it doesn't hinder planting or other field operations in the spring. Learn more about biodegradable plastic mulch at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got ways. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing can harm you, not while I'm around. Not to worry, not to worry. I may not be smart, but I ain't dumb. I can do it, put me to it, show me something I can overcome. Not to worry, Mom. Being close and being clever ain't like being true. I don't need to, I won't never hide a thing from you. Gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing's gonna harm you, not one.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes? Well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Advice for making our rural roadways safer to travel. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done. And the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers. Just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. Nothing will spoil a drive through the countryside faster than a traffic accident, and the consequences can be so much worse than a ruined afternoon. A 2019 study published in the Journal of Agromedicine looked at agriculture-related motor vehicle crashes in rural New York State. One of the findings? Ag vehicle crashes had a 5 times higher incidence of fatality than non-ag vehicle crashes. Erica Scott, Deputy Director of the Northeast Center for Occupational Health and Safety in Cooperstown, New York, took part in the study.
Only 19 out of every 100 Americans live in rural areas, but more than half of fatal roadway incidents happen in rural areas. So there really is a big difference in the rural spaces as opposed to urban and suburban.
Scott says there are ways to lower the risk.
Being patient behind a tractor that has a slow-moving vehicle sign on it is probably one of the most important tips I can give. You never know if they're turning, and hopefully they have proper signals working, but really giving folks patience and space. You know, when you're traveling quickly, it takes a lot longer to brake and stop for something in front of you. So really just being mindful on our rural roads that we have to cohabitate both with our personal vehicles as well as with farm equipment.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Brand Source Appliance Store has a large selection of in-stock freezers, French door refrigerators, dishwashers, washer dryer sets from LG, Whirlpool, Maytag, Bosch, Samsung, and Frigidaire. Freezers starting at $199 and dishwashers at $399. Free shipping to your door on orders over $299 within 100 miles of the store. In-house delivery and installation available for an additional small fee. Also, hundreds of pieces of in-stock bedding and furniture in the Ashley Home Store. Brand Source Appliance Center next to the Ashley Home Store in Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Farm safety yields real results. That's the theme for this year's Farm Safety and Health Week. And Fairbury Livestock Company reminds everyone to invest in the health and safety of those who work so hard to provide the abundant supply of food, fiber, fuel. From Fairbury Livestock Company, come check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get closer to the winter wheat planting season, the Kansas Wheat Commission has officially released their latest information on how to try and stop the wheat streak mosaic virus that's been spreading across the state of Kansas, where they say it's been spreading to other parts of the state than normal.
Wheat streak mosaic virus causes considerable damage to the Kansas wheat crop each year, primarily in the western portion of the state. In 2017, this disease caused a conservative $76.8 million indirect losses to wheat farmers, a loss of 19.2 million bushels of wheat. For this past growing season, however, tests show the disease showed up not only in western Kansas, but also in central Kansas.
She goes on to say that the wheat curl mites that spread the WSMV and other diseases survived the summer on volunteer wheat and certain other grasses. And as those plants begin to die off, that wheat curl mites begin to leave in search of new plants to feed on. And they've come out with their three different tips on how to try and prevent this.
The best way to prevent the spread of the wheat streak mosaic virus is to remove volunteer wheat and other grassy weeds. Volunteer wheat and other grassy weeds can be removed with herbicides or tillage, but it's absolutely essential to allow time for herbicides to work.
Number two,
avoid planting early. Plant after the best pest management planting date, formerly known as the Hessian fly-free date. By avoiding planting early, Kansas wheat farmers can avoid times when wheat mite populations are the highest in late summer and decrease the interval between planting and fall freeze events.
And number three,
plant varieties with moderate or high levels of resistance to wheat streak mosaic virus. At this point, there are no chemical options such as insecticides or pesticides that are effective at controlling the wheat curl mite.
You can download the packet on their website at kswheat.com/WSMV packet. You can also request a printed copy from the Kansas Wheat Commission. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales.
Farm safety is everyone's responsibility. You're reminded to be aware during a busy harvest season of additional activity on rural roads. Be safe this fall. A reminder from the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Democratic leaders made it official. A continuing resolution that's needed to avert a government shutdown on October 1st will include a provision to increase the debt limit. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California in a joint statement, says addressing the debt limit is about meeting obligations the government has already made, like the bipartisan emergency COVID relief legislation from December, as well as vital payments to Social Security recipients and veterans. Republicans won't support the increase, saying it's needed to accommodate the Democrats' $3.5 trillion Build Back Better spending plan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky tweeted, "The Democrats do not get to ram through radical far-left policies on party-line votes, then brag about how they're transforming the country, but demanding bipartisan cover for racking up historic debt." The soaring demand for renewable diesel driven by California's low-carbon fuel standard altering the politics of biofuels while squeezing food companies who rely on vegetable oil. Renewable diesel, unlike biodiesel, can be used interchangeably with conventional diesel. And those RD plants are being built by big petroleum companies who put those plants, if not inside the gate of the refinery, next to the refinery. Those words from Seth Meyer, USDA chief economist, as he spoke to the Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City. He said the oil company's investment in renewable diesel is changing the political dynamic when it comes to the renewable fuel standard. An economist of the American Soybean Association, Scott Garrett, said demand for renewable diesel will continue to grow, but likely fall short of the 7 billion gallon of production capacity that's now on the drawing board, and that's more than California needs, and we crash the state market, he said. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
The strong smell of manure in confined areas isn't good for your health, but sometimes it's what you don't smell in manure that's even worse. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Manure happens, and you need a place to put it, such as a manure pit or tank. The breakdown of manure in these storage areas is a natural biological process which produces and releases gases. Cheryl Skolas is an Extension Agricultural Safety and Health Specialist at the University of Wisconsin. She says there are a number of gases that could reach harmful levels if you're exposed to them too long. They include ammonia, carbon dioxide, methane, and hydrogen sulfide, which is the most concerning. It's a toxic gas, and at low levels can cause immediate health effects, even death.
It's that rotten egg smell. But our olfactory system gets taken over by that gas. We can smell it at very low concentrations, but then it takes over our sense of smell and we don't smell it.
These are the signs to watch for that indicate you need fresh air immediately.
The first sign always gets to be the eye irritation, tearing of the eyes, the headaches. You just kind of feel fatigued. You're getting a sense of dizziness or having problems focusing. When you get to, like for the hydrogen sulfide, 100 parts per million, that's considered immediately dangerous to life and health.
Skolas says the only way to know that your breathing space is safe in these areas is to use a gas monitor. It's also recommended to have good ventilation so there is a fresh mix of oxygen. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about monitoring and managing manure gas at agriculture.com.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Still some green on the board, getting close to wrap up for a Thursday today. Corn, wheat, soybeans in the green right now. Corn and wheat definitely seeing some positive gains. Soybeans kind of balancing themselves out the further we go through today. Some of it potentially caused by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly grain transportation report that was released earlier today, showing that for the week of September 9th, unshipped a balance of wheat, corn, and soybeans for a marketing year of 2021 and 22 totaled 50.3 million metric tons, down 8% from this time last year. According to the report, net corn export sales for the new marketing year, which began September 1st, were 0.247 million metric tons. Net soybean export sales for the new marketing year were 1.264. Net weekly wheat export sales were up 59% from last week, showing some of the growth that we've seen in demand for the wheat market right now. With wheat, Kansas City wheat for December currently sitting up 14.5 to 720.5. The March KC wheat up 14 points to 728.75. Corn riding that high as well with some of the exports, with December corn up 4.75 to 530.25. The March corn up 4.75 to 537.75. The slight increase in the soybean exports as well, showing some positive numbers here. November soybeans up 2 points to 1284.75. The meal for October down 60 cents right now to 337.30. The oil for October in the green 56 cents higher to 56.95. Livestock kind of mixed across the board right now. October down a quarter to 123.02 for live cattle. The feeder cattle for October down 72 cents to 156.95. And lean hogs for October in the green at 87 cents to 84.72. The dollar index for the day right now, December's down by 44 cents to 93.01. The mini S&P 500 for December up 65.5 points. The mini Dow down in the green, by 577. 30-year bonds currently down 1.13 points right now. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
M-Send Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
professional, you can
check. That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
KNDY.
You could have a great career. Yes, you could. And you should.
Only one thing stops you, dear. You're too good.
Way too good. If you want a future, darling, why don't you get a pass? 'Cause that fateful moment's coming at last. Coming at last.
We're all alone. No chaperone, can get our number. The world's in slumber. Let's misbehave. But there's something wild about you, child, that's so contagious. Let's be outrageous. Let's misbehave. When Adam won Eve's hand, and he couldn't stand for teasing. He didn't care about those apples out of season.
They say
that spring means just one thing to little lovebirds. We're not above birds. Let's misbehave.
Doo-ba-doo-be-doo-misbehave.
Miss-doo-doo-be-doo-be-doo-hey-doo-doo-be-doo. If you'd be just so sweet and only meet your fate, dear, it would be the great event of 1928, dear.
It's getting late, and while I wait, my poor heart aches on.
Why put the brakes on?
Let's misbehave.
I feel quite sure a pertamour would be attractive.
While we're still active,
let's misbehave.
You know my heart is true, and you say you for me care. Somebody's sure to tell, but what the hell? Do we care?
They say that
bears have love affairs and even cows.
Women and mammals.
Let's misbehave. We're merely mammals.
Let's misbehave.
Legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.